Are we on the air?
Why, hello there. How are we doing today? Welcome back to the Low Mains Asylum Show. Why the fuck am I doing all that, right? Like, why am I speaking from my throat? You know, some people tend to have more of a, you know, they sound like they should be on a cool jazz radio station whenever they speak like this, because everything comes from the throat, and when they're emulating, it's all coming from the throat. Yo, welcome, y'all, to the Low Mains Asylum Show. Today's topic is exactly what the hell I was just practicing right there. Today, on this miraculous episode, I would like to talk to you guys about the foundation of sound. You know, I want to talk to you guys about how sonic phenomena is one of the greatest things that we have in our lives, man. I think we forget that we have a lot of great senses. We have senses that definitely heal some things. We have other senses that that get us ready, get us into a predetermined mindset already for whatever we are going into. But I think we take our senses for granted. And for able-bodied people like us, like some of you guys might be listening to this, and you can feel, touch, hear, see, and taste everything that you see, or like that you come across in your regular day of life. But there's some other people that y'all, that they don't have some certain senses. Blind people. Shout out to all my blind people out there, man. It's amazing that they have other methods to actually see, but they can't see. Deaf, again. Everyone's like, yo, I already know what that means, but some people don't know what that means. Deaf, hard of hearing, people that cannot hear still find some ways to still understand sonic rhythm, if that makes sense. So let's definitely dive into that today. The very first thing I definitely want to dive into is musical therapy. I'm telling y'all, man, I wouldn't mind, like, if I had to choose one sense to let go of, the very last one I would let go of is my hearing. The amount of music that I listen to, the amount of things that I take in sonically by my ears, everything that comes in through my ears, like my earphones are that I wear, everything. I'm telling you, sound means so much more to me than anything else. Because by sound, I think I can conduct everything else around me. People can tell me and explain how things look, and I can imagine that in my head. I just got to hear it. I need that sound. So there's a thing that I didn't even know about, y'all, that I'm telling y'all. I sat back, you know, took some great hits of amazing weed, and you tend to dive into some certain subjects that you never heard about that. I kind of wanted to bring this one to y'all because I think this is something that's beneficial for everybody out there. So lend me your ear and let's get into musical therapy. What the hell is musical therapy, right? So music therapy is a health profession that uses music to help people address their physical, emotional, and cognitive and social needs. That's so crazy because I think I've been doing that on a regular day basis. I listen to music as therapy. I listen to music that, or whatever type of emotion that I'm into, I like to play music for that time. I think there's plenty times that I've said that sometimes I don't know how to explain my emotions, but I can find the perfect song or the perfect kind of like verse or lyric to express exactly how I feel. So shouts out to music. Music, it literally has ways that it helps you define things that you are feeling. So I think the people that stick to one certain type of sonic frequency, I think that you should definitely open up your horizons and definitely check out that there is more in the world other than country. There's more in the world other than rock. There's more in the world other than hip hop. There's more in the world other than techno. I think people should start listening to everything, because if you find that song with the right frequency, y'all, because it's so fucking true, like, these songs have healing factions in it. Some of these songs have some other factions in it that makes you do some other things, but we're not going to talk about that today. This is not a drill episode. So these songs, vibrationally, they make your soul feel good. And some people even do musical therapy by, and this is many, like they try many interventions, many ways to do musical therapy. One of the ways is creating music. So they'll go into and like start producing beats, and like they'll start going into that. Some people sing. So if you ever hear people singing out there, I always think about the people that whistle. I really wish that I had that fucking great, like some motherfuckers can whistle so great, and like it's zero effort, and they're just whistling on a tune that you can understand perfect. They know what the fuck they're whistling. That shit's so fucking great to me. I don't got that. I think some people can whistle by blowing out. I can't. I have to blow in. No Diddy. We started saying that from last episode. I have to suck. No Diddy. So that's the only way that I can whistle. And there's some people that blow No Diddy. This No Diddy shit's great. So people that blow, and like it's a very easy thing for, and it's so cool. Moving to music. Some people dance. All these people that know how to dance or love to dance, all the weirdos that you used to see back in school, just pop locking for no apparent reason, doing the same fucking pop lock for 4 months straight. And I ain't trying to hate, but like they wouldn't change it up, and they look like they're listening to the same song, like boom, boom, left up, boom, 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 right, right, boom, boom, left up. But hey, to each his own. That motherfucker right there was getting some therapy, all right? So listening to music, I think we just definitely talked about that one. Playing an instrument. Shout out to all the people that can definitely play an instrument out there. I used to know a homegirl back in the days, and this is going to sound crazy to someone that has never heard of this before, because I fucking seen this as a superpower. So this homegirl has this trait that whenever someone plays like an instrument, she can, like, whatever notes that she hears, she also sees a color to those notes. So whenever she starts playing the instrument, she always tries to mirror the color to the instrument, because whenever she hears, you know, notes from an instrument, she sees color. It's so fucking crazy to me, yo. Like, that's so cool to be like, oh, like, I see red with that. And, like, and they can play that back because, like, I don't know. They incorporate color with sound, and that is so fucking cool. Drumming. I'm not sure if some of y'all have been in some wild drum circles lately, but they still be happening from everyone that is from the realm of white people with dreads, regular people, you know, Asian people, black people, Indian people, they all be doing it. I swear to God, drum circles be happening everywhere. And I think it's such, like, I feel like drum circles, it's like they were huge in like the late 90s. Like the late 90s, I think, took it to a whole, like another realm that we'd even understand type shit. We really didn't understand. Like, that shit made no sense, because, like, people were, like, losing themselves into it. And, like, I think that is the therapy itself. But, like, it was too much experimentation going on, if you know what I'm trying to say. Another definite intervention is writing songs. So people who like to write songs, that's another way that they can express their musical therapy. Now, I know some of y'all heard, again, we're going back to the lyrics. I know some of y'all heard lyrics that definitely resonated something in you, really made you feel something within you that you're like, damn, bro, like, that shit, like, that shit should be law. Like, that shit should, like, it should be in the Bible. Someone wrote that out via therapy. And it's so amazing that we can also pick up on other people's, you know, trauma, or like pick up their healing processes, and we can also use it as a healing process. So shouts out to all the artists out there that are really writing lyrics out there. We went away from that for like a little while, and I'm so glad that we're going back to that. The only people that we can blame is the hip hop world, but you know, there was people listening, there was people buying, so shut the fuck up. Hey, another thing about musical therapy that I didn't understand yet, or like I need to start understanding now, is it also accompanies with all that other weird shit. What's that weird shit, Lomain, that you say? Wait for it. That shit right there. It's called ASMR. So some of y'all already heard about this. There's ASMR videos out there. Everyone plays videos on like, oh, this is so satisfying. Da, da, da. What the fuck does ASMR stand for, man? We need to know this shit because they be telling you acronyms out there that you don't know what they stand for. So I need you to be a bit more educated, my brothers and sisters. So that way you can be ready to radicalize behind. I'm sorry. I'm taking that shit way too far. All right. ASMR stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. That shit sounds crazy, right? So it's sounds that you hear that trigger, okay, trigger a relaxing state in you, a stressful state, a relieving state, sometimes, but you just might even get a tingling sensation all around your body. Now, why do people do this? Apparently, ASMR, again, the autonomous sensory meridian response, people use this or been using this to go to sleep. Like they like apparently try to pick up on like the small taps that they hear inside their room. And that types into their relaxing state and that puts them to sleep. And I never really understood that, because whenever I see these videos nowadays, and I'm not sure how y'all feel about this, tweets his own again. Whenever I see these videos, they're creepy as fuck. All right. Like you're way too close to the motherfucking microphone. Back the fuck up. And like it's just like you're hearing everything, you know, you're like up close and personal. And like, you really don't even know if that person brushed their teeth today. And you should know damn well, Lomain did brush their teeth today. That's why I'm so fucking close in your ear. No, did he? Let me back out. Yeah. It's fucking crazy, man. I think it irks me because like, there's so much big YouTubes of like 10 minute videos of people's fucking hands just touching shit. Just touching shit. Like, it's like your mom's worst nightmare. Like, because your mom back in the days used to tell you, whenever that you go places, don't touch shit. Quit touching shit. Don't touch shit. Stop touching shit. And the whole fucking video is just hands touching things, meddling with things, scratching things, tapping things. Bro, it's fucking annoying.
And to be just straight, quite honest with you, I just feel like all that shit is like, it's some aphrodisiac shit. Am I saying that right? Aphrodisiac. Because I don't think it's aphrodisiac. Aphrodisiac. You know, like the shit that gets you into the freaky mood. And I think all that ASMR stuff is exactly that.
It's supposed to get you straight into that freaky mood. So don't let that shit happen to you, man. All these people jamming to ASMR at work, like, get your freaky ass out of here, bro. Trying to jam to this while you're driving. Get your freaky ass out of here and pay attention to the road. That shit's crazy, man. Like, that's all I dictated down to. No Diddy. And that's exactly where the fuck we gonna keep it with that. It's not relaxing. I don't find that as a relaxing thing for anything. I don't find it as a therapy. It's not gonna help me go to sleep by someone just humming in my ear like that. I get it in like the mornings when like the not on the FM. I don't think people jam the radio anymore, but the people that still jam the radio out there on the AM, it, like, isn't there like some type of like morning show that like they talk about like politics and like they talk about morning news? Most of our fathers used to jam to this shit back in the days, but I forgot the name of it. First of all, this shit was crazy because like these people had like the most, like, they were like enunciating all their words. The k was always heard, the p was always heard, the t was always heard. And like maybe they were like, maybe it kind of like branched from that. Damn, I used to listen to that too. I'm a freaky ass. That shit funny, bro. But it's music, or sound, I should say. Sound is amazing. I think we should keep using sound for exactly what it is, man. It takes us places. For ASMR people, you can't lie to me. It only takes you to one fucking place. But for other music, it takes you places. It elevates you. It elevates your vibrations. Some music lowers your vibrations, man. So definitely just pay attention to what you take in mostly. Because, like, even though as much as I love drill music, and even though as much as I love music like that, man, we need to really watch how much music that we take in with, like, one sense of energy. Because it's not in any sense, but, like, I think that energy is just, you know, it only wants to make everything else equal. It wants to make everything else parallel. So definitely, you know, tap into some music that will make you shine, that will shine light into you, that will shine light into other people around you. Definitely jam into those music, you know. And I'm not saying, you know, stay away from the other stuff, because again, trust me, we have our days that we wake up feeling like that, and that's the best fucking music to turn on. But again, have your range of music, have your range of sonic therapy. And with that being said, if I can leave you with one sense of homework, you know, but this week, until next Tuesday, until we see each other, inshallah, if God is willing, I leave you with the homework of listen to a brand new album of a genre that you never would have thought that you would ever like jam to. If you a hip hop head, jam to a rock album. If you a rock head, jam to a hip hop album, like a 90s hip hop album. And if you're a hip-hop head, jam to someone like in the 90s or the early 2000s, or some punk rock bands somewhere. Trust me, check it. Just jump around. Check out each other's music, man, and you will see how much like music that you like from the other side, even if you see it as the other side. It's so fucking amazing, man. Open your ears. We are all family, sonically, that is. Make sure to follow your boy, Fresh Prince of the _ West on Instagram, Lomane1990 on Snapchat. This week, tomorrow, guys, we have an amazing video dropping from Earl Cup. Amazing things happened. There is a dude that almost got into a fight right in front of us. That shit was so fucking crazy. Definitely make sure to check that video out. Dropping Wednesday, tomorrow at 8 p.m., I love each and every single one of y'all, man. Thank you for checking out the show every single week religiously. Thanks for all the, you know, all the old people that always check me out, all the new heads that just came in. We just had, I think, 6 brand new listens from Germany. So everyone from Germany, guten Tag. What's up, man? Welcome to the Low Maids Asylum Show. Pull on up and allow me with this parting gift. Drink your water. Tip your bartender. Peace.